This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, I want to give you a little disclaimer right up front, okay? Todd, you ready for the disclaimer?
I'm sitting down. Let's go.
Lean in here a little bit. Manny, you up for this? Ready for a disclaimer from yours truly?
Sure.
I'm going to start with this, even before the music is done, about changing the world. Rev, you ready? Okay, everybody's ready. Full disclosure here, folks. You need to know something about me and the state I'm in at this very moment.
Uh-oh.
I am beyond frustrated. I am in a state where if I let myself get there, my blood pressure could just be like stratospheric, just gone. Now, I'm not letting myself get there, but I am that frustrated. And the reason I'm frustrated is, as we discussed yesterday in the program, and thank you for all the insightful calls and emails and Facebook posts that continue, this audience is bar none the best, because I can come to the program in the state that I'm in right now and quickly de-escalate, just calm right down, because there's so much wisdom here. This vast audience, the biggest of any radio program on the air in North Dakota, we're very grateful for you, to all of you that are listening, whether you're on 1460 on the dial or 1090 or the ginormous 550 legendary voice of the Northern Plains, KFYR or AM 1100 The Flag. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. iHeart Media app, wherever you're listening. Wonderful. Just got a new round of, what do you call them, Todd? Nielsen ratings? That what you call them now?
Yeah.
Todd takes care of all that. And looked pretty good again, didn't it? My God.
Looked extremely good.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Do you ever get questions about what's your ratings? I want to know what your ratings. I always say, oh,
yeah. All the time.
Yeah, and it's usually by people who just want to be able to say, see, you're not. Snarky people. It's not necessarily people who, because all the people that need to know, and then they advertise. So I don't spend a lot of time
exactly
with people that kind of play that petty game. But we are grateful, and it's in black and white, so it's pretty easy to see. Anyway, we appreciate you. We're glad you're there, and you do contribute mightily on this program. But here's the deal. I think we have to find a different way going forward to win hearts and minds as it pertains to our value set, our beliefs. For instance, I'll just take one example. Dow at 22,000, solid job gains, confidence high, growth jumping up to 2.6% in the last quarter, $4 trillion worth of gains for investors and pension funds. Let's just take that sliver, okay? It's not everything, but it's one very important piece. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody pays attention to it. Stephen Moore is going to join us a little later on the program, go through some of those stats, and talk about what is emerging already as the Trump economy. Doesn't break through. Here's why. We're not as good, we being conservatives, we're not as good as liberals are in controlling the message. For instance, this past weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, okay? A group of people hold a protest that attracts a counter-protest. It's a hate fest. Haters on each side. Cold hearts on both sides. Thankfully, both represent a very small percentage of the American public. Less than 1%. I saw a stat on that yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. I just was guessing at 0.00-something percent, and I guess I was right. And they actually said that these white supremacists represent like 0.003% of the electorate. What has consumed us for the last 3-4 days here since that awful event on Saturday? Because the media is there. The left, the liberals, got exactly what they wanted. They have these images of these crazies, who again represent a very small fraction of people, all over your television set, all over your newspaper, nonstop. And what message are they sending? See, this is what Republicans stand up for. And the President of the United States comes out on Saturday, first of all, hits Twitter right away with a solid message, follows it up with a message about love. Love must win over hate. A pastor could have given that message. It wasn't good enough for the left. Here's the deal. It'll never be good enough. And then you factor in Republicans that are weak-kneed. Okay? And there always will be mamby-pamby bedwetting Republicans. I don't know why. I can't explain it to you, but the left, they just, okay, whatever Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer says, that's what Heidi Heitkamp's going to do, that's what she's going to say, she's there lockstep, just right there with them. They do that well. We're the party of individualism, and I guess, you know, when we see a little bit of a storm on the horizon, I shouldn't say we, but I could say Senator John Hogan as an example. KVRR television caught up with him. Do we have that clip? I think we do. I won't use it now because I want to get to my larger point. Saying, you know, Trump should have done more and should have said it, should have been a stronger statement the first day. And oh my gosh, then you just play right into what they say. But here's the deal. That'll always be. The left is always going to own the media. So, and I've not gone off my meds here, folks. I'm sincerely of the opinion that we have to find a different way. And by that I mean, how did Donald Trump survive this for 4 or 8 years? This level of assault. I mean, if you look at what he said and then the criticism about it, you'd say, look, they've got him driving the car that mowed down this woman. And God bless this mother of this girl who was killed there. I guess she was 30-something, so a mother about this woman, her daughter, that was killed. Heather Heyer was the girl's name that was killed by the motorist. The mom's name is Susan Bro. She said, thank you, President Trump, for those words of comfort and for denouncing those who promote violence and hatred. My condolences also to the grieving families of the two state troopers and quick recovery for those injured. So it was enough for the mom who lost a daughter. But it's not enough for U.S. senators. It's not enough for the media. It's not enough for the vile, absolute hate-spewing left. These keyboard warriors and all their trash talk. That's love? They're running around saying, hey, you racist Republicans. Well, what are you? Racist Republicans because nobody is reacting at the speed that they demand and saying exactly what they want. How does that work? But then they can spew all their hate back. Bottom line, I come back to this, folks. It's not going to change. I could sit here and give you 100 examples. 100 examples. We'd all feel better. I could tell you how many times Black Lives Matter was in the White House and say, well, why didn't he have to do it? And when that guy shot Steve Scalise, he was this crazy, crazy Republican hater. Why didn't they have to denounce that? Well, that's a double standard. My point is this. That'll never change. That will never change. So what do you do differently? I have an idea. I don't know if my idea is any good or not, but I think we need a lot of ideas on what to do different. Because none of this stuff's going to change. And I don't know how Trump survives it. And if Trump doesn't survive, the swamp wins. You go right back to the same old stuff. I mean, it's 16 Republicans with enormous brand identity, millions and billions behind them, and they're on the ash heap of history in the Republican election because Republican primary because people are fed up. They're tired of this. They want a different way. That's why the swamp is coming at this guy the way they are. Donald Trump's not perfect. I don't run around all day saying Donald Trump's the greatest. He's the best. He's fantastic. But I tell you what, he's doing exactly what he said he would do. He's doing a lot of things that he's not getting credit for. And a lot of Republicans are running for cover. And it makes me sick. And I know it's not going to change. So I say, what should we do different? Maybe Donald Trump should become Dr. Love. You think that would fly, Todd? You know, he could be the love doctor. He just, every day, he's just got to love on somebody else. I'm serious.
No.
And the left is very fond of words. Words are all they really care about. So just, you know, say a lot of really nice, mushy stuff about him. So you can't, I mean, take away the narrative that they are writing to describe Donald Trump. That combined with the scoreboard, which is the economy and other fundamentals.
I think I'm going to
do something. What do you think we should do? Please tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, is where every day is made better for you. Just ask Becca in Buxton how it's been better for her. Becca, what brought you into Hot Springs Spas?
First of all, I had a friend that purchased one, and we went over there and sat in it with him, and it was just awesome. So we met Vince, and he got us into one, and we fell in love with it and use it all the time.
So what do you remember that first time you were in the hot tub at your friend's house? What was the experience like? What did you think of it?
You know, we had hot tubs in the past, and none of them were as comfortable, and the jets were perfect, and they're just so relaxing. You just sit in there, and every spot in the hot tub was a relaxing spot. It wasn't that you had to fight over the best one. Every seat in there was great.
So if you've owned hot tubs before, you have the benefit of comparing sort of the ownership experience, what it's like to get the hot tub ready and the maintenance and everything. How do you compare, you know, the ones you had with a hot spring spa?
The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance. From fill to just keeping it clean, it's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
Every day made better. Take it from Becca and Buxton and every customer of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're located in Minot, in Grand Forks, in Bismarck, and Fargo, too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Or check them out online at hotspringnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard of MyPillow pillows, but have you heard of the MyPillow bed? They have this exclusively designed four-way stretch quilted cover, comfort layers. They have adaptive layers. They work with the comfort layers so it matches the contours of your body. There's a support layer, 5 individual zones for targeted body support. There's comfort core that cushions your body for proper support and isolates movement. It's great. They have the mattress topper, too. And you can get up to 50% off any of the products at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code SCOTT. Kids headed for college soon? I just said that and got sad because we have one going to college. Next.
You know what? I'm going on there right now, and you know what I'm getting? A couple more pet pillow, my pet pillow.
Those two, small, medium, and large. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028. And if you don't yet have a MyPillow, holy buckets, what are you waiting for? Stop listening to this and start sleeping better. Four-pack special is a great place to start. 50% off those, too. 800-506-9028. Question of the day. What should Trump do different? If we want Donald Trump to succeed in fixing what he promised he would fix to make America great again as president, we've got to find a different way. I don't think we can maintain the status quo. The left doubles down. They absolutely 100% double down. And when they see good news on one hand, they devise a way to divide, conquer, and destroy on the other, and they did a pretty good job with this. Hey, Republicans, hate people. See that on your screen? That's Republicans. So what do you think Trump ought to do different? I've given you my idea. I want yours. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Jeff in Watford has a suggestion. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, great show. Have a good morning to you guys.
Same to you.
Hey, I just got a couple comments here. Number one, what can Trump do better? It doesn't matter what he does. The left hates him. They aren't going to give him credit for anything. He could turn the economy around. He could get everybody off food stamps. He could stare down North Korea and make them shrivel all up, but it isn't going to be good enough. The question I have for you is, the Department of Justice has come out now and said that they're going to open up a hate crime investigation over this thing that happened over the weekend. Well, let me get this straight here now. We had two basically white groups going after each other. The victim that was killed was a white person killed by a white guy. So just exactly what kind of a hate crime was committed here? The civil rights violation was committed here. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't know. I have an answer for you. I'm not a fan of hate crimes. Because to me, I don't see color. I see a human being. I see a person. And the color of the skin, where they came from, matters not to me. And if I see one person do harm to another person, regardless of their color, to me, that's a crime. So I think hate crime is politically correct nonsense. Now, that having been said, if you've got a group like in Virginia over the weekend, and they're plotting and they're planning and they're planning to do this, don't give them a permit, investigate them, shut them down. If they're meaning to go do harm to people like you would anybody else. All right, let's see who's next here. We're going to go to Dunseith and talk to Stephen. Is that where you're at, Stephen?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Okay, well, Trump is part of his political statements evolved around making the United States, what was that now?
Make America great again. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
However,
a person needs to take in consideration, we've always been great.
Yeah, some people say that, although I would say with $20 trillion in debt and leaky borders and ISIS winning, that, you know, we're not exactly, well, America certainly has always been great in one regard, that we were, you know, less great than we were, and we needed to get things back on track. And so, you know, make America a little more greater than it is now doesn't exactly play well on a hat. You know what I mean? I think the idea was there's enough people frustrated with the direction we were going that some things needed to be done differently. I think that's what he meant.
Well, put it this way. ISIS may or not be winning. I heard just the opposite, that we are beating ISIS. And I think we are. We have the capabilities.
Well, I think we're serious about it now in a way that we weren't necessarily serious about it under the Obama administration.
Well, I think we could be a better nation, more greater, an example to this world and the people of this world if and when we eliminate discrimination. If we don't do that, then our doctrination of being so-called great will disintegrate.
There's an example of what, for instance, what Trump could do better. Eliminate discrimination. What would be the first thing you do? How do you eliminate discrimination? I hate it. To me, everybody ought to be treated, exactly the way they have earned themselves. In other words, if you're an employee, hey, you got it's a level playing field here. Go at it.
Yeah.
But what is your suggestion?
People need to take into accountability for their actions, for what they do.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Step aside and think what would be good for this individual, myself, and the entire group here.
What would be your worst example of discrimination that most repulses you, that you don't like, that needs to change?
Well, I'm Native American, and I'm proud of my culture.
You should be.
And I see it even amongst the people where I'm from. It's like we're a lost identity. We lost something in the years, but it's coming back.
Okay, that's good. But nobody else did that to you, did they?
I know, but if people would only realize they have a culture and a background, I think they're more apt to deal with themselves, whereby they could deal with other groups of people. They need to be happy who they are.
I think you're onto something now, Stephen. And if Trump can be that spark of a conversation about hope to say, hey, be proud of your culture, be proud of who you are, you can, be that great motivator and go right into those communities that maybe some people would not expect him to go into. Maybe that's a way to go. Call again, Stephen. Sorry we're up against the break, but I enjoyed the conversation. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And 10%. If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Trump is the love doctor. That's high on your list, Scott, isn't it? You're liking that idea.
The love president.
Dr. Love, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we'll find some new bumper music here very soon to reinforce that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, giving away $50,000. Register every week for that. 100% American-made fuels. They connect North Dakota's energy fields with North Dakota's farm fields. That works well. Oil fields, corn fields. Give you a choice at the pump. That's right. At PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Customer-owned, people just like you. What is this?
You're kidding me, right?
Like
calling Dr. Love.
Oh, calling Dr. Love. I love it. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. We're going to continue this conversation next hour about what Trump could do differently to just bust through this. I'm going to ask my friend Stephen Moore about it as well. And we're going to talk about the Trump economy. That's a phrase you're going to be hearing more and more as these numbers continue to get better. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Stephen Moore, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. Great to be with you again.
So we have this little theory going. I'll start out with this. You can tell me if you think I'm crazy. So what we saw happen this weekend in Charlottesville was, I mean, the Democrats, the crazy liberals, the media pretty much have Trump driving the car now, mowing down this woman, and you can't do anything to satisfy him, no matter what, okay? And then you have Republicans that are quickly bedwetting and saying, oh, he should have said something sooner, oh, he should have done this differently. None of that will change. I'm sitting here saying, you know, we're 10% or some change into the Trump administration. How does he survive this onslaught without doing something a little bit differently? So I just asked the audience, what should he do different? What should he do different? And one of the solutions we came up with was just, you know, they love words, so just shower them with words, love, praise, just, you know, absolute charm offensive. Don't change anything fundamentally about your policies, about what you plan to do or what you're already doing. But obviously how these things are wordsmith and everything else, maybe that needs to change, because the left's not going to change. They're going to continue this onslaught against him. Is that crazy talk?
Well, look, the media offensive against Trump is obvious, and we've never quite seen anything like it. I don't think probably any president in American history, even Richard Nixon, has, seen this kind of onslaught nonstop. I thought Donald Trump's statement on Saturday was a little weak. I loved what he said yesterday. I thought it was spot on about that we as a nation renounce bigotry and prejudice and hatred in and violence. He couldn't have said that more forcefully. Of course, that still didn't placate the left, so there's no satisfying these people. It's something that everyone's aware of. You know, I think every American knows that. Trump has not lost his base of supporters. They are with him. And the big story, Scott, is the economy. I mean, the economy is what was the number one issue for the last 5 years. The media doesn't want to pay attention to the economy because it's gotten so much better. And every indicator is pointing north. You know, it's really good right now. I mean, you've got a record high stock market. You've got record high employment. You've got wages starting to rise. You've got confidence, up. You've got the deficit starting to come down. I mean, you can't point to anything that's going wrong, so the media won't cover it.
Well, precisely. And I actually think the reason they cover, you know, is Steve Bannon in or out and just absolutely blow up this fringe group of absolute whack jobs who represent 0.003% of the population into something they're not, is to try and deflect from these kind of stories.
Well, you know, Scott, you may make a good point. I've been a part of the conservative movement for over 30 years, you know, almost 35 years now, showing my age here. And, I've been pretty front and central in the conservative movement. I know a lot of the major players. By the way, I know Steve Bannon very well. He's a friend of mine. I like him a lot. He is not a racist. It's ridiculous. These people like David Duke and some of these fringe neo-Nazi groups, they are, I don't even know who these people are. They're not the conservative movement. We as conservatives believe in equality of opportunity. That Martin Luther King said it best, that a man should be judged by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. I mean, that's what we believe in. The left now believes in everything is identity politics. The left, so what matters most is the person's color of their skin.
It's really disheartening. But again, it comes back to, in my mind, I don't know how you survive this. I don't know what breaks out of this. And you say his base of support is still there. It is, but it's what?
Oh,
it is.
And,
upper 30s, low 40s.
As long as the economy is doing well, he will be reelected with even larger majorities in these states than he was elected. So he's doing fine. And, every morning I'm part of the economic advisory team of the president. It's an independent council. And we get briefings about here's what Trump is going to do today and, each day. And the things are amazing. I mean, today they announced that they're going to try to free up millions of acres of federal land for development. That's something you all in North Dakota and out there in the West can certainly appreciate the economic value of that. You know, that's an amazing thing. Do you think the media is covering that?
No, of course not. No, I mean, and ignore much of those. You, every day, you're right. There's one after another. And again, I think their biggest fear is that this economy will roll, and
exactly.
then there's no stopping Trump. So that's why
exactly.
They're doubling down on all this stuff, and that's why I'm saying
that's exactly right.
I don't know. I worry, and I'm not a worrier. I'm not a bedwetter like a lot of these Republicans who just absolutely irritate the living daylights out of me. That have their finger in the wind, seeing that number sway between 38 and 40 and not looking at the stock market, not looking at the GDP. Look at economic growth. Oh, my gosh. 2.6% in the last quarter. I mean, you're flirting with three, and that's before tax reform. I mean, what kind of wind does that put at the back of the economy?
Well, and by the way, don't be fooled by these polls. I mean, remember, the people who are doing the pollsters are the same people who said that Donald Trump was going to lose the election, that he had no chance to win. So why would we believe the polls? I mean, seriously, we keep believing the people who keep getting it wrong. Why? Why? They have no credibility anymore. Donald Trump is doing just fine, with the American people. Now, should he broaden his base? I'd like to see that. I think he's got to learn to be the president of all the people. But the way to do that, this gets back, if I may, to this issue of race that's going on in this country. And what is the biggest problem that Black America faces today? It is not racism. It is not. Now, is there some racism in the country? Of course there is. But is that the biggest problem for Black Americans? No. It's economic opportunity, Scott. It's more jobs. It's higher wages. And guess what? Under Obama, for all his, the first Black American president who talked a lot about race, guess what? Black Americans did worse under Obama. Guess what? They're doing better under Trump. That's another statistic you're not going to hear.
Well, this combines what I mentioned at the top of the program and what we've been discussing and will continue to next hour, should anything be done differently. I mean, there's a good example. I mean, and Donald Trump's done some of this. I think he's done it with the union community. He's certainly done it, you know, in West Virginia and busted through, you know, a lot of places that aren't typical Republican strongholds. But, you know, I mean, if he just focused on the economy and these different minority groups, great way to counter the crap they're peddling right now about Republicans being racist and, you know, not saying enough about what happened in Virginia and all that other gobbledygook. Go right there. Go, you know, just go through the, you know, unemployment rates, sector by sector, and show what the economy is doing, how many jobs are coming back. I mean, things like that. I'm just saying, how do you talk that down? I don't know how. I think that'd be a good charm offensive. I'm just saying, man alive, this is a lot to endure for one president, for one White House, day after day after day. I just think they got to be a little more deft in how they're highlighting what is happening that is good and taking on the game that's going on the left.
Well, look, I got to tell you, as you know, I worked on the Trump campaign. I was one of the senior economic advisors to Trump. And so I went to a lot of the rallies. I don't know, Scott, if you ever went to any of the Trump rallies, they were amazing cultural events. And the thing that I think most Americans don't understand, who don't get Trump, is when I would go to those rallies, the thing that surprised me is how many blacks and Hispanics and minorities were, you know, blue-collar workers, not just whites, people of all races who felt like the economy was going in the wrong direction. That's never covered. I can't tell you how many black Americans would come up to me and say, and they'd whisper it to me because they didn't, you know, it was politically incorrect to be for Trump, right? So they'd have to, you know, I'm with Trump. You know, they didn't want to tell people because, you know, they'd be browbeaten by their liberal friends.
No, and so, again, don't buy into the polls. I get you there. I just I continue to think that there is enough going on here that isn't getting the attention. We've got to recognize, okay, why is that? And it's partly that the left is very good at this stuff. Republicans are weak-kneed about it. And we got to recognize that's baked in the cake. That's not going to change. So what do you do that's a little bit different? I do agree with you. More of the same on the Trump economy will, you know, render a lot of this as pointless pretty soon, including that growth rate. What happened there? How did we get to a 2.6 growth rate from what was just total anemic 0.0 in the Obama years?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Now, look, is 2.6% growth rate great? No. Is it a huge improvement? Yes. I mean, you know, I love liberals now. They're saying this is a continuation of the Obama economy. I'm like, what are you talking about? His last year in office, the economy was growing less than 1.5%, which is barely staying out of recession. And remember, all the liberals were saying, you know, that the economists, oh, Trump can't get back up to 3%. The economy is, you know, flattening out. Well, it was flattening out, and Trump has shifted into a higher gear. And I'm one of these people who think we can get up to 3.5. You know, Trump thinks we can get 4 to 5% growth. I think that's certainly possible if we do. Now, here's that's all the positive stuff. The negative is the Republicans are striking out in Congress. We saw what happened in Obamacare. That was a huge setback for the American people, for the Republican Party. And that's why they have to deliver this tax cut. It has to happen, Scott. They cannot go home, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas this year without getting, Obamacare repealed. Or a tax cut, or else I won't vote Republican anymore.
No kidding. I guess we better take John McCain's temperature, see if he wants to be a headline, you know, a poster boy again for defying the president, or who will be the maverick of the hour, because that's the big one. I have to take a break, but when I come back, I want to ask you about the tax reform. I've heard something about the fact that, you know, the taxes repealed in Obamacare were integral to ultimately getting tax reform done. I want to get your take on that. And then, of course, we have to also let you know that Stephen Moore is coming back to North Dakota. Ha! How about that? Give you details on that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost to doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening and join us again soon. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, 800-228-0550. If you want to talk about the Trump economy, 800-228-0550. We're chatting with Stephen Moore, the Wall Street Journal. Well, I always say the Wall Street Journal, but that's he's been there. And he got me, in fact, Stephen Moore at the Wall Street Journal got me hooked on the Wall Street Journal. Every day I still read it. And so I can, you know, steal some of their smarts. Now he's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, economic consultant with FreedomWorks. He will be part of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Mark it on your calendars now. Wednesday, September 27th, he is speaking just before lunch. on that day, as a matter of fact. So find out more about that at ndoil.org. We're glad you're coming back, Steve.
I always love coming to North Dakota. I think you've got me out there three or four times in the last few years, and I'd never been to North Dakota before you introduced me to the state, you know, and I've really fallen in love with the great state of North Dakota and looking forward to being out there and talking to my favorite sector of the economy, the energy industry, which is number one in the world today. And you know, we're going to do – Trump is pro-American energy. It's that simple, Scott. I mean, I was asking you off the air, how's Trump's numbers in North Dakota? You said they're very strong. I'm not surprised because he loves agriculture. He loves and he loves American energy. That's what you guys do in North Dakota.
We do. And speaking of American energy, I remember you were on that drag line at the Freedom Mine. I still have that photo, you know, up there, right there. It was a little chilly. I know you'd asked to come at a warm time, but I think we did it in February. But saw that coal mining.
It's not going to be bad in September, right? We're going to have some nice weather.
No, it'll be perfect. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So we love it when you come check on all that great North Dakota energy.
Yeah, and I'm not coming back in February.
All right. We'll, I promise. So let's talk about, first of all, am I right? Were there taxes in Obamacare that obviously, if it had been repealed and replaced as was planned, would make it easier to do tax reform?
Yeah, you are right. And the basic point is that there were five or six major tax increases in Obamacare. People don't realize that Obamacare was a giant tax increase on the American economy. One of the worst was we raised the taxes on investment. So we raised the capital gains and dividend taxes, which really hurt the economy. It slowed investment in this country. That's one of the things that really slowed down under Obama. And then these feckless Republicans, you know, they said, oh gosh, we're being, you know, pilloried by the liberal media for being for tax cuts for the rich, so we're not going to cut that tax. And I thought, well, how many votes did they pick up from when they did that? Zero. You know? I mean, it's not like the liberals said, okay, we like you now. I mean, you know, so it was stupid. And then there's also taxes on health insurance plans. There's a tax insurance, taxes on medical devices. There are taxes on drugs and vaccines. So we should get rid of all those taxes. But right now, Obamacare is still with us because the Republicans came within one vote of getting rid of it. And how they find that 50th vote, Scott, I don't know. I don't think it's going to come from John McCain. I think we're going to try to figure out how to get Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. By the way, Alaska's been killed by Obamacare. Obamacare has killed Alaska. So, you know, that's a shame that she's voted against the resident.
I can't figure these people out. They got excuse a minute. You know what I mean? Scared of their own shadows. Yeah. Especially with what the Senate basically was doing, thanks to Paul Ryan, was to say, hey, give me enough yes votes so we can get in conference and actually hammer this out. Right? I mean, you had the opportunity to shape it the way you wanted to shape it, make your case, and it's crazy. What about tax reform? How do we avoid the pitfalls of what happened with Obamacare?
Well, look, if Republicans can't cut taxes, then it really is a sorry party. I mean, this is the one thing that the Republicans are good at, is cutting our taxes. We want to cut the business tax rate to 15%. This is what I put together for Trump with my buddy Larry Kudlow. We want to get the business tax rate down from the highest in the world to one of the lowest. And by the way, for the 26.5 million small business owners, the men and women who run companies in America, every time we'd meet with Donald Trump, he'd say, yes, I want to get the corporate rate down, but I want to make it available, this tax cut available to every small business man and woman in the country. So if you're running a small business, you're going to get a tax cut under the Trump plan. And when I talk to small business men and women, whether I'm in North Dakota or whether I'm in California or whether I'm Maine or Vermont, I ask these men and women, what would you do with the money if you got the tax cut? You know what they say, Scott? They would plow it back into the business to grow the business, and that means more jobs.
When is this going to happen? When do we need to start paying attention to the actual process and votes here?
Right when they get back. And by the way, I think it's ridiculous they're on vacation now. I mean, I thought it was outrageous what Mitch McConnell said. I've been a fan of Mitch McConnell over the years, but when he said, you know, we couldn't get Obamacare done because we ran out of time, it was too hard. I mean, come on, these guys said for 7 years they were going to do it. They run the House, the Senate. They run the White House. They run two-thirds of the state legislatures. They run, you know, two-thirds of the governorships, and they can't get this done? I mean, come on. So I think they should be here in Washington right now working on this to get the people's business done and get this tax cut. What's with this? Who takes a four-week vacation?
couldn't agree anymore. Keep battling. Glad you are part of that council weighing in every day at the Trump White House because this is important stuff. Stephen Moore, thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Okay, Scott. I'll see you in next month, right?
Next month, exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. Take care.
Check out a great article that is in the Washington Times called The Trump Economy. The progress abounds, but there are also perils. Stephen Moore, Heritage Foundation economic consultant with FreedomWorks. All right, he says pretty much stay the course. You know, the fundamentals of the economy will take care of it. Agree with that, or do you agree with me? We need a different way. And what is that way? Tell me at 800-228-0550 as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.